It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff. Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
We did, but honestly, I was left with more questions than answers, Tony.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
And I'm Michael Costa, comedian from The Daily Show.
Join us for season two of Choosing Sides F1.
Our F1 102, if you will.
And get all of the answers.
All of them? Listen to Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Julian Edelman from Games with Names, and we're on a search to find the greatest games of all time with the players and coaches who lived in them. Ever wonder what a locker room feels like at a halftime of a Super Bowl? Or what about the after parties? We're going to dive deep into the most iconic games with the most iconic people. New episodes dropping weekly. Listen to Games with Names on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Final hour on this Friday. We made it. At least we think we did. I can smell the onions. Lou came in. He's a professional chef from a local restaurant nearby in Fairfield, Connecticut, hub and spoke. And we said to Lou, can you come in? Tyler is not able to join us on Friday. And I'm out in the grilling area. So we had to move the Traeger grills about 25 feet away. We're dealing with a lot of stress here. Yeah. But Fritzy worried we weren't going to have a meat Friday. He didn't care about anything else. We can have a meat Friday. How can we have a meat Friday if you're out there in the grilling area?
But you see how the karma works? I'm now banned from meat Friday today because of the whole Nick Wright 920 situation.
Is that too much of a punishment for you that you keep thinking that Nick Wright is available after 9 o'clock in the morning? He's got a show. First things first on Fox Sports 1.
It shouldn't have taken 6-7 reminders from him that he can't do it until after 9:30.
But he told you he's not available.
But I know one of my favorite things on the menu is this particular Meat Friday. Some are better than others. And based on what I think you guys are making back there, that's probably my favorite of all Meat Friday options.
Would you take a pie to the face to get out of the punishment?
I guess.
Yeah. And you
really
deserve
like
one. I know, but you deserve one. You do, because, I mean,
yeah, he's got other things to do. It's a poor reflection on you.
But you're not listening. You're not listening to Nick Wright when he says, Todd, I work till 9:30.
At that moment, I listen, and then I dismiss it. It's just like when someone says, I can't do the show tomorrow. So then I'll say, oh, so can you do it in the second hour?
Mm. Reflects poorly on me.
It does. It looks like you're hiring people that don't pay attention.
Yeah, that are insensitive and don't care. And that is true.
That's a bad situation.
So we do have a meat Friday. I guess we have hamburgers. We got hot dogs. We got some brats. Who has it better than we do?
Nobody.
Oh, no, Todd, you shouldn't have been saying that. Sorry.
You guys, anyway.
Yeah.
You get to watch us eat.
That's just very cold. Right.
I think that's
and
only,
I'm going to eat a lot.
Yeah. It's only fair. Yeah, I'm pulling.
By the way, Dan, it was nice of you. You made six brats for us before you left yesterday.
Yes, I did.
And after you left, Seton went and got one. I went and got one. I saw Fritzy take down two brats. He was like Kobayashi. He went in the room, put two brats down, hit them with a line of mustard, and took them down in under 90 seconds, both of them. It was a fascinating one.
But I did a half a roll in each. It made me feel a lot better driving home. I went half roll instead of two full hot dog buns.
No, thank you, Todd.
You're welcome.
The Heat close out the 76ers. James Harden, no shows. The Mavs roll the Suns. Tonight, Celtics-Bucks, game six. Why do I feel like the Celtics are going to win this game? It's like I had Memphis beating Golden State in the last game, and they beat them badly. It's just one of those, it feels like the Celtics are going to win this game in Milwaukee. Grizzlies at the Warriors. I got Golden State favored by 8 going into this game. I don't think John Morant's going to play. And as much as I love what I saw with the Grizzlies, even without John Morant this year, this will be a tall task. And I don't know if I've ever had a bone bruise. And this is in his knee. But unless somebody else has had a bone bruise, between Fritzy and myself, we've had many, many, many surgeries. But I haven't had a bone bruise.
Me either. Didn't do the bone bruise.
I don't think so. But John Morant not able to play. The NFL release party, Bills-Rams Thursday, Denver-Seattle Monday night, Tampa Bay and the Dallas Cowboys on Sunday. 877-3DP Show, email address dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle @DP Show. A couple of phone calls. Gary in Michigan leads us off this final hour. We'll talk to our good buddy Ross Tucker in a little bit. Hey, Gary.
Hey, Dan, the selfless Dan Patrick.
Thank you,
I'm just your longtime legendary Yankee fan, and I just had to give you a quick call. This is kind of a place of the day. I don't know if you want to beep it just yet, because I watched Giancarlo Stanton set a personal record of 6 runs, 2 home runs in a game. So I don't know if that fits into the programming, and I'll step back and I'll get my head shot so the next time I make a call, you can put me up there with Nick Wright and Ross Tucker.
Okay, so. Gary. Well, thank you. Yeah, haven't really been locked in on the Yankees. You know, they had, what, an 11-game winning streak there. I saw where Aaron Judge hit a home run. Okay, that's it.
Yeah, Yankees are 23-8, Dan.
Yeah.
And your Houston Astros are 21 wins. Yeah. Angels, 21 wins. New York Mets, 22 wins. Brewers, 20 wins. Dodgers, Padres. You're a Padre. You picked the Padres a couple years ago.
But how great is this that you have 2 legitimate teams in Los Angeles, if you want to include the Angels in Los Angeles. But, and then you have 2 teams in New York with the Mets and the Yankees. Now, granted, it's early. But if you're Major League Baseball, you're like, all right, I like this. Yes, Marv.
You know what? We got to wait until the Yankees blow a 3-game lead in October.
Wow. Wow.
And then Aaron Judge and Giancarlo Stanton go 1-for-18 yeah. with the bases loaded.
Yeah. Aaron Judge is going to get paid. I think the Yankees were betting against him having a big year, but Aaron Judge is off to a great start and that's going to cost you. You already paid an exorbitant amount for Giancarlo Stanton. I don't care how many home runs he hits. I wouldn't have him on my team, but hey, let's give him $300 million. All right. Those Cincinnati Reds are back, aren't they?
Yeah, they've won almost 3 in a row.
All right.
2 in a row.
Okay.
They're 8-24. The Reds have given up 200 runs this year. In comparison, the Dodgers have given up only 80 runs.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Stat of Whoa. The day,
stat of the day. Stat of the day, stat of the day. Here comes that
what?
Stat of the day.
Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Todd has a limerick.
Yes.
You still have a limerick?
I do have it.
Okay.
It's on the Sixers being eliminated.
If you give up the limerick, you can have meat Friday.
Wow. That's pretty easy. I'll take the hot dogs and hamburgers over reading the limerick.
We all win.
Yeah. America wins.
Pretty You're good welcome. Limerick, though. You know?
Yeah.
It's a shame. It's a pretty good limerick.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
All right, go ahead.
Thanks. With a mask.
No meat Friday.
Oh. I'd rather eat, though.
Disco.
With a mask that was firmly in place, Embiid kept going with a fractured face. So it's a tough thing to pardon, head-scratching effort from James Harden. Continue as his teammate may be tough to embrace.
All right. Thank you, Todd.
You're welcome.
Todd with the final limerick of the day, of the week, forever.
What?
No, no, no. Jeremy in Wisconsin. Hi, Jeremy. What's on your mind today?
Hey there, Mr. Patrick.
Hi, Jeremy.
Is it catching on yet?
Wow.
Greeting.
Yeah, it is. People are talking about it.
Good stuff.
Yeah,
I'm aware. Okay. So I actually have a limerick as well for Fritzy for getting Nick's showtime. So not the last limerick of the day for you all.
Okay.
So here we go. So Todd doesn't know Nick's showtime, but is it appropriate for Wright to drop dimes? Because usually Fritzy is pretty clutch. And no meat on Friday is a little much. Does the penalty really fit the crime?
Okay, that's Jeremy. Was that a limerick, Todd?
It's a little long. The rhyming scheme was right.
Yeah.
But sometimes if you go too many words or syllables, that's when it gets a little tricky.
I'm still trying to figure out iambic pentameter. Yes, Bonnie.
It both rhymed and was completely unentertaining at the same time. Sounds like a limerick.
Eric in Denver. Hi, Eric. What's on? By the way, I just got my Sports Emmy invitation, and it says I have to RSVP. Did you guys get this?
Yeah, you have to click, give your name, and all that kind of stuff just to confirm you're coming, even though we already have tickets.
Okay, because I was working prior to the show with a big German on the party bus going down, the strategy going down, and then when we get to the Sports Emmys, and then when we come back. I got a whole game plan here. I just got to figure out where we are in the program when they announce that, you know, somebody else has won. Then we pile into the party bus and then we head back. Then we bounce, as the kids like to say. That's when we bounce. Right, Mar? Does that seem accurate?
I'm 38. I'm out of that, kids. No, I like being this age. I'm not decent.
Eric in Denver. Hi, Eric. What's on your mind?
Hey, Dan. Hey, guys. So I'm a dog trainer here in Denver, and I heard Paulie's story, and I have a little bit of an antidote for that.
Okay. Paulie, recap your story, and then Eric will give you an antidote.
Two big dogs across the street from me. They usually have electric collars. They got loose somehow and just piled on this about 30-pound dog and roughed him a little bit.
All right.
Gotcha. So they were going to kill that little dog. There's no doubt about that. That's what they were doing. That's how dogs are. They're primal. So the way you have to work with that, and first let me say that as a dog trainer, I don't believe in violence towards dogs. But when you got two dogs coming at you, you got to pick the one that's the weak link. So the follower, not the first initial dog, but the follower, you want to kick that dog in its underbelly. That's the soft side. That's going to make that dog lose its air, run away. Then you got to jump on top of the other dog pin it. One hand on the neck, one knee on the hip, and hold it down. The other dog will run away, and then you should be good to go once that dog calms down.
You got a dog there with you right now, Eric?
I got five dogs with me right here in my car.
I can hear some heavy breathing in there.
Well, you know, that might not be one of the dogs.
Well, thank you, Eric. Thank you for that.
Wow.
There is no way. Now, if I kick a dog, but I'm not going to put my arm on its neck and then I'm going to pin it down. No way.
Even if it's got your dog in its mouth?
Oh. Well, he didn't say that, did he?
Well, I thought the implication was that they were all fighting.
You're breaking up a brawl.
Hmm. Yeah, you know, whatever it would take if somebody went after my pup, you know. But I don't know if I could go, now I'm going to pin this dog down.
Say, hey, Tyler?
Yes.
Can you take care of this?
Yes. Tyler or somebody in the back room.
But what's your other options? You're going to run up there and yell, use your words.
Yes.
I don't know if that's going to work.
Use your words.
My kids, it doesn't even work. And they speak English. One of them fluently.
I think I would have to beat up the owner of the dogs.
But use your words.
You know, I'd have to go after the owner. Then the dogs would be upset that I was going after the owner. They'd come after me, right. And then my dog could get away. And I'd be maimed for the rest of my life. But it'd be worth it to save little Winnie. Not really. Sean in Florida. Hi, Sean. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan. How you doing today?
Great.
I actually waited on all the way to work. I'm currently making a coconut mango mojito, so I'm going to be quick with this. I just wanted to, a little stat of the day. The Lightning are actually undefeated after losing a game in the playoffs. I think they're 19-0 right now. And they're doing that with the Tampa Bay team that is the first Tampa Bay team in history to have the highest payroll in their league, which I thought is pretty cool being a small market. The Lightning actually, I think, $108 million. But thanks for all you guys do. I got my dog a bag of Penny's biscuits. He turned 13 tomorrow. And I wanted to wish you guys a great weekend. Great. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Thank you, Sean. Thank you. You know, there's something about when Tampa gets to the playoffs, when it's hockey, when it's baseball, and you go, oh, my God, here they are again. Now, Tampa Bay Buccaneers, that's different. But when you think of baseball and hockey, when Tampa gets into the postseason, and now you have another Game 7 coming up. So three Game 6s tonight in the NHL, and then three Game 7s coming up tomorrow. We'll take a break. Our good buddy Ross Tucker will stop by. We'll talk about the NFL schedule. If you missed earlier in the show, if you miss anything, you can always go back and listen to it on the podcast. Go to danpatrick.com. We gave you our thoughts on the best and worst game of the first week of the regular season. Also, this is when fans start to make travel plans, because when the schedule comes out, let's say you're in a cold weather team and your team happens to be playing in Miami or Arizona, that's when you start to make those plans. We'll take a break. We're back after this. Dan Patrick Show. We all have different ideas about success. We achieve it at different times in different ways. If you've recently changed jobs or considering retirement, you're probably thinking about your own version of success and striving to reach your goals. Maybe it's time to start thinking about your investment portfolios and retirement accounts. Retirement is a big deal. When it comes to investing for retirement, most people can't afford to make mistakes. You don't have to do it alone either. Stifel is here to help you. For over 130 years, that's what they've been doing, helping clients. Stifel Financial Advisors create personalized retirement plans, understand all the options for claiming Social Security, implement an investment portfolio designed around your needs. And that's just the start. As a client, you have access to Stifel's award-winning equity research and investment strategy views, enabling you to make informed decisions regarding your hard-earned wealth. Invest in your success. Find a Stifel Financial Advisor at Stifel.com. S-T-I-F-E-L, Stifel.com. Stifel Nicholas and Company, Incorporated. Member SIPC, NYSE. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app. We'll check in with our good buddy Ross Tucker here in a moment. 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address dp at danpatrick.com. Twitter handle at dp-SHOW. Update the poll results if you can, Seton.
We got two working right now, Dan.
Okay.
Almost 80% of the audience would take Kyrie Irving over James Harden and Russell Westbrook.
Okay. If they were all three available at the same price.
Yep, yep, yeah, yep. Right. And then the other one, if a neighbor's dog attacks your dog, what would you do? 62% of the audience go after the attacking dog.
Yeah. Man. Until you're in the moment, you know, I'm not sure what I would do, but once you're in the moment, then you'd probably do anything that you could. Joe in Wisconsin. We'll get to Joe, and then we'll get to Ross Tucker. Hi, Joe. What's on your mind today?
Morning, boys. Wife is 40-plus weeks pregnant. Just wanted to check in if you have any advice for the second one. And then I made the amateur move yesterday when I told her that all she does is nag me. So good thing I wasn't within slapping distance.
But, what the hell are you doing, Joe? Oh my God. He's asking for advice. You needed to call me before yesterday and I could have given you advice. Let's say your wife nags you. I mean, she might, but you don't say it, certainly when she's pregnant. Yeah, Paulie.
I think we might want to distance ourselves from Joe. Even if we just chat with him, we're in trouble.
I already just texted my wife to apologize.
For Joe.
Yeah, I'm sorry that Joe said that to his wife.
Second baby advice. Well, you want to try to be there for all of them. And if you can, great. But knowing what you did and didn't do for the first one, that can be beneficial for round two. although no birth is the same. Yeah, Paul.
You gave me a piece of advice when I had my second child, and you said, try to take as many pictures of the second one as you do with the first, because it's natural to take way less.
Yeah. Well, even home movies. And I just remember where you had that first one and you're like, oh, I got to take pictures. We got to videos. We got to. And then the next one comes along and then you got to sort of take pictures and sort of take videos. Then the third one came along. By the time we had the fourth one, we're like, did you get any pictures of her in their first year? I don't think so. Not good advice. Ross Tucker, he went to Princeton. He's happy to tell you about it. CBS Westwood One color analyst, host of the Ross Tucker Football Podcast. How often do you remind people you went to Princeton, Ross?
I mean, almost never. Why are you taking shots?
I don't know.
Just bring me on.
I don't know.
Like, come on. What did I do to deserve that?
I don't know. I'm under the weather. I'm under the weather, and I'm mad, and I want to lash out at somebody, and I lash out at Fritzy all the time. And so you popped up on the screen, and I have to yell at you.
Well, I hope you feel better. Yeah. I've been watching this week. I saw the hat and everything. You're a warrior for doing the show all week, even though you haven't been feeling great. I'll say this, Dan, in all sincerity, people bring up the Princeton thing all the time. It's not me. It's like people have like a little bit of like a inferiority or insecurity thing about it. I don't know. I don't bring it up. Well, like, it's not relevant to the NFL or even college. Nobody asked me about Princeton football. So it's not, but people always bring it up somehow.
But people expect you to be smarter, right?
I think that's fair. Yeah, it's like 8 years in a row, it's number one school in the country. The reality is, and you know this, football absolutely helped with me getting accepted there. In fact, Dan, I never told you this before, the valedictorian of my high school, my year, had 1550 SATs back when they were really hard. He did not get into Harvard or Princeton. I got into both. And let me just tell you, my SATs and my class rank were lower,
yeah,
lower than his. It was bad. I mean, I saw him in the hallways. All he ever wanted to do was go to Harvard or Princeton. And all I wanted to do, Dan, was play football at Penn State. So I saw him in the hallway. I'm like, listen, man, when you were fooling around studying, I was lifting weights, trying to get into the best colleges.
Wow. Sure, that made him feel better.
Oh, he went to Columbia or Penn. He's a doctor. It doesn't make a difference. I'm sure he's doing great.
All right, your reaction to the NFL schedule release. Is there one thing that stood out more than anything else?
Well, two things stood out to me. Number one, the fact that they made it like a 10-day miniseries, Dan, is just hilarious. I mean, it's, you know, they started last week with the international game announcement. Then they had the initial Amazon game announcement. Then they had, I mean, it's unreal what they've made this into. And guess what? We all feed into it.
Yeah, I'm fine with it.
We all eat it up.
Yeah. You know, they were giving standalone games by releasing it that way. And 8:45 in the morning, and they're giving me the Thursday night Amazon game. I'm like, all right.
You know what they should do? You know what would be amazing? Next year, announce the schedule one team at a time. So, like, they announced the Jets schedule, and Patriots fans know two of their games. Then they announced the Dolphins schedule, and Patriots fans know four of their games. Like, and people are putting it together, and then there's leaks. Like, it's unbelievable how much intrigue there is to it. So that's one thing that jumped out to me. The other thing that jumped out, which I think is just interesting. Yeah, week two, they have a Monday Night Football doubleheader, but there's an hour and a half overlap. So, Dan, you know, my favorite team I played for was the Buffalo Bills. I say it all the time. I love playing for the Bills. I played for five teams. That was my favorite. They host the Titans at 7:15. At 8:30, the Eagles host the Vikings. You know, I do the Eagles preseason games on TV. I do their pregame on the radio, so I watch them. They've got, like, the two teams I watch the closest overlapping in quote-unquote standalone games. They've never done it before. I just talked to Michael North from the NFL on the Ross Tucker podcast. He said they might try three different kinds of doubleheaders next year. It's a little bit weird, but they're experimenting. They're trying something different.
We're talking to Ross Tucker. He went to Princeton and a former NFL lineman, host of the Ross Tucker Football Podcast. Who's the Bengals this year?
Such a good question. I think they'll be good. I'm not sure they're the favorite in the AFC North. I think the Ravens are going to come back with a vengeance.
Now, how are the Bengals going to be? Who will be this year's Bengals?
Oh. I thought since the Bengals had five primetime games, you were like doing an existential question of like, who are they? Are they worthy of that? This year's Bengals. That's a good question. Do the Broncos count?
Sure.
Or is that unfair?
No. I mean,
okay, then probably the Broncos.
I was going to say the Eagles. I was going to say the Eagles.
You know what? I can see the Eagles being very good. I really can. I mean, they're so good up front, both sides of the ball. Look at their schedule, which I'm not a big believer in. Oh, they have an easy stretch or a tough stretch because it evens out.
Yeah.
But they really have a great chance to get off to a great start. It's Hurts' second full year as a starter. They have A.J. Brown. The NFC East is not that tough. I think the Cowboys will be down. And I think the NFC in general as a conference is a lot more winnable than the AFC. So, yeah, I think a surprise – I think that would be a really nice surprise Super Bowl pick is the Eagles. But if I say that I'm a homer, you can say that I can't.
The team that's overrated.
Probably still the Packers in my mind. I see a lot of people – talking about the Packers going to the Super Bowl, that they couldn't go to the Super Bowl when they had the best receiver in the NFL. Now they're going to go without him? I mean, I don't really see that happening. I think that they will lose a playoff game like they seemingly do every year. I'm not feeling the Packers getting to the Super Bowl. I just think you lose a guy like Devontae Adams. I think there's a vibe. I think it hurts the locker room. Did you see all the Titans players? How upset they were when the team traded A.J. Brown?
Well, so was the coach.
I don't think that's conducive to winning.
Mike Vrabel did his best acting when he had that press conference talk about losing A.J. Brown. It's like, I understand what management's doing. Like, okay, good for you.
It's awkward, Dan. And I think John Robinson and Mike Vrabel get along great. But if things start to go south there, you know fully well, Vrabel's going to say, oh, really, ownership? Amy Adams Strunk? It wasn't my idea to move on from A.J. Brown for monetary reasons. Plus, Vrabel had just come out 3 weeks earlier and said that they would not trade A.J. Brown as long as he was the coach.
Yeah.
Vrabel's a former player. We were teammates in New England. He knows that's a bad look for him. You know, you say something publicly like that and then go against that, it's not a good look.
The underdog, the most underappreciated team going into this season will be?
I think the Ravens. I think the Ravens, you know, because of how they finished last year, because they trade Hollywood Brown and they have quote-unquote no receivers, I don't think people realize how good they have a chance to be. They were absolutely decimated by injuries last year. Lamar obviously didn't play at the end of the season. I think the Ravens come back with a vengeance. I think there's a great chance they win that division.
I'm curious about the Cleveland Browns with Deshaun Watson. And when he plays, how much he's going to play, does he get punished at all this year? Feels like these trials, these cases are not going to be heard until after this upcoming season. I don't know if the NFL is proactive on something like this or they... And is that a reason why the Cleveland Browns could be holding on to Baker Mayfield a little bit longer? That if Deshaun is going to be suspended for 6-8 games?
Well, if you look at the Browns' schedule, Dan, and this is what people do, and I do it as well, to try to read the tea leaves, they didn't give the Browns a whole lot of primetime games. And they didn't give the Browns primetime games early. I think it's bad for business. I think whether he's suspended or not, it's bad for business to have Deshaun Watson while these legal cases are hanging over his head in primetime. You know, everything they do, it's the thing that makes me laugh about all the fan bases that are all upset and the NFL hates them. You know this. The whole thing is to maximize ratings. This is a business. They're maximizing. They don't care about your – they don't hate your team any more than they like some other team. They like ratings. But they also don't like bad PR, which is why I think they're trying to hide Deshaun Watson and the Browns as much as possible. I don't think they see the value. Look, Jerry Jones probably says to him, put the Browns on every week. People will be complaining about it, and any publicity is good publicity. NFL doesn't see it that way. And I think their schedule and the lack of primetime games for the Browns, pretty good indicator, because they're probably the best team to have the fewest amount of primetime games.
If Tom Brady, former teammate, asked for advice that he's going to go into the broadcasting booth at some point next couple of years, what would you tell Brady?
Yeah, really simple. Make sure you're having fun. He's so intense. I am not worried about him from a preparation standpoint at all. He's the biggest psycho I've ever been around, and I mean that as a compliment. Like, he will be crazy prepared, but can he just enjoy himself? You know, I like Romo a lot because I like broadcasters, Dan, that I can tell they love it. I can tell they're having fun. It's the reason why your show is so successful. Everybody can tell that you guys and the Danettes, you're having a great time. That's what it's supposed to be. I can tell Romo's having a blast. There are other guys, I'm not always sure if they love football. I'm not sure if they're having a really good time doing it. I don't know if Brady's going to be able to do that. I think he's going to be so intense about the information and wanting to do well. I don't know if he'll be able to loosen up and relax and really enjoy it. And I think it's hard to really be good if you're not enjoying it. That needs to come across. I think it's bananas that he got that much money without ever having done it before. It's one thing for Romo after he proved himself. It's another thing for Aikman after he proved himself. To give Tom that much money when he might stink, you know, he might not be good at it, is really an interesting decision.
And you can over-prepare. And having worked with analysts, you know, you tell them, just cut it in half, because you get so consumed with, I got to know everything. It was my approach when I hosted the Olympics for the first time. I thought I had to know everything about everything. And then I realized, as a result, I didn't know anything about anything, because I was just, my mind was so full of stats and countries and stars and events. And I talked to Al Michaels, and he gave me the greatest advice that I ever received with the Olympics. He said, Dan, my man, half hour at a time. Know what you need to know the next half hour, and then the next half hour. Instead of kind of piling on and saying, I know everything, and then I didn't use 97% of that stuff. And that's what I'm wondering about Brady, that does he just dive in because he has to? People expect that. And then can you come off naturally and still have all that information? And I think that's going to be the trick for Tom, is can he have Romo-like moments where he seems downright giddy that this team is doing this in this moment and that result?
So Dan, what's so fascinating about Tom is his public persona and social media presence are like a total 180. You know, he's so buttoned up in every press conference or interview he ever does, right? Almost robotic. But yet his social media is amazing. So, I'm sure it's somebody else's ideas, but his social media is amazing. He's got to be somewhere in between those two. Yeah. He's got to be relaxed. It's like whenever I fill in for you, the first couple of times, Dan, I had all kinds of notes. And then like 5 minutes in, it's a meat Friday, and Paulie asked me what mustard I wanted. The next thing I know, it's noon, and I'm putting sausage, I'm putting brats in my cup for the drive home. Like, I don't even have notes when I fill in for you anymore. It's unbelievable, because it happens so much more naturally when you just engage with the guys.
Well, Paulie would suggest you had a couple of notes next time you did it.
Just like four or five.
Just a couple of notes there.
Jumping off points.
Yeah, that's all. Yeah, just a couple of notes. That's all. Hey, it's great to talk to you as always. Thanks for joining us, and thanks for all the input that you provide for us.
Of course. My pleasure. Feel better. Thank you for having me, Dan.
That's Ross Tucker. He went to Princeton, CBS Westwood One color analyst, host of the Ross Tucker Football Podcast. He's always great. He's always got that energy. Yeah. Right, loud, right away. Nice. Yes, Paul.
Ross is serious. The first time he's here was a Meat Friday. He took three bratwursts, put them in one of those tall coffee cups, about an inch of mustard at the bottom. He's driving 4 hours back to Pennsylvania with his knee and then just wolfing down brats. He sent me a picture. It was great.
If you're watching on Peacock, we have the Traeger grills fired up. Our designated chef came in for the bullpen, Lou, taking over for Tyler. And we'll let you know what's coming off the Traegers right after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Just wanted to say thank you for all the backroom guys, everything they did to try to make it as comfortable as possible doing the show outside, given the circumstances with testing positive for COVID. So, guys, thank you very much. Here's Arcade Fire. Tonight, Celtics at the Bucks. Bucks are a slight favorite. Grizzlies at the Warriors. Warriors, an 8-point favorite. The Heat closing out the Sixers. Now await the winner of the Bucks and the Celtics series. And the Mavericks roll the Suns. We have a Game 7. And maybe it feels like we get a Game 7 between the Celtics and the Bucks. I'm going to take Phoenix against Dallas in Phoenix. Yeah, Nick Wright brought up something interesting. Like, you know, Chris Paul is getting to a certain age where can you rely on him to be as great as he's been? Because at some point, he's going to start acting his age. He's been great in game sevens in his career. But Devin Booker is who I'm waiting for. I'm waiting for Devin Booker to say, all right, Luka, you want to go toe to toe? I'm ready. And he hasn't shown that. But Mavericks, they force a game seven. All right, last call for phone calls. What we learn, what's in store for Monday, this day in sports history, final results of the poll question. By the way, the 12:15 podcast, that's the backroom guys. They don't get to eat until 12:15 on Friday. I don't know what they have planned. Mario is the host. The big German takes part. Dylan, who's part of our gambling podcast, is in there as well. And Marvin. Marvin is still part of the 12:15ers.
My humility is that I'm really trying my hardest to remain humble at this point. That's what I'm trying to say.
They keep waiting for Marvin to change because he's not really a backroom guy now that he's on TV, on radio. You're our hybrid.
I mean, look, I was recognized at Home Depot.
So, oh, you were?
Yeah. Yeah, we're getting floors done?
Yeah.
Yeah, see, I'm acting brand new. New floors in my upstairs bedroom, and the guy was like, oh, you look familiar. And my wife is just so, she's like, oh, he's on the Dan Patrick Show. So she's like, oh, I recognize you. You guys were just talking about, he's like, pies to the face or something like that. So
yeah, Paul.
Did he ask for a hand with the stuff he's picking up?
Wow.
No. I thought maybe that's what the guy would have said.
No, Marvin needed a hand to help him out.
I'm gonna stop right there.
Yeah. Hey, could you give me a hand? I got these small hands. Like, I can't lift this stuff. I had a friend who reached out to me this morning, 6:20 in the morning. Happy birthday, Dan! Exclamation point. And then I thought, well, it's not my birthday. It's Sunday. So I sent a note back and I said, hey, Jim, almost, it's Sunday. And he goes, are you sure? Yeah, I didn't know where my birthday is. Yeah, Paul.
So if we wish you happy birthday today, we don't have to do it on Monday?
Oh, you don't have to do it any day.
Happy birthday today.
All right.
For Monday.
Well, Sunday. You can do it Sunday.
Okay. Well, text you Sunday.
I know Fritzy's going to.
Just trying probably, to beat Todd, actually.
I will probably text you around midnight on Saturday night.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I just want to be the first to wish you a happy birthday. 12:01 many, many
and 18 seconds or
many
so.
More.
Maybe a birthday limerick for your inbox. Huh? On the a weekend birthday
why
limerick?
Why are you doing that to me, Satan?
Happy birthday.
A happy birthday today. Limerick. 12:30 at night, Saturday. Happy birthday, Liberty.
Have a blessed birthday, Todd Fritz.
Oh, God.
We're already thinking some rhymes.
Yeah. Can't wait for that limerick. Yes, Paul.
What was worse, though, when Todd, earlier this week, when you had COVID, told you to have rest and lots of fluids?
I know. I
don't. As if that was, he invented it.
You can get dehydrated very quickly with that.
Nobody suggested rest and, have plenty of
but
fluid.
But not just any fluid, you know, like Pedialyte, Gatorade. Like,
oh, because I started drinking beer
that
early.
You shouldn't.
I went early.
I wouldn't go with wine,
my wife
sangria.
Goes,
or anything.
Should you be drinking beer with COVID? And I go, Todd said to have plenty of fluids.
It's about electrolytes and a lot of water and Gatorade and stuff.
All right. Did you do final results of the poll question, Seton?
We didn't yet, but we can
okay,
if you want.
That sounds good.
Yeah. Right now,
okay.
We have, if all three were free agents at the same asking price, 80% of the audience would sign Kyrie Irving. And then if a neighbor's dog attacks your dog, what do you do? 63% now going after the attacking dog.
Wow. This day in sports history for us, Polyester.
Not too juicy, but 83, Reggie Jackson of the Yankees became the first major league player to strike out 2,000 times in his career, not on the season.
Overrated.
Actually, I would watch Reggie Jackson. I was such a big Oakland A's Reggie Jackson fan. When he struck out, it was second only to when he would hit a majestic home run. But I always felt like, damn, that guy really cares. He's swinging so hard. You know, in my mind, I'm like, man, nothing as exciting as Reggie Jackson striking out. No. But I just know Reg never got cheated when he would swing. Yes, Tom?
He was almost in a seated position.
Yeah.
His legs were all like stretched out. If you ever see like a baseball card or a photo of him, he's almost sitting completely down.
It was like he would coil himself into the ground. What else this day in sports?
1991, the PA announcer, or the guys who handled the music at Yankee Stadium, Jose Canseco was playing at Yankee Stadium. He'd just broken up with Madonna, and they played the song Like a Virgin when he came up to his next at bat. That'd be a good job for me. Nice and snarky.
You wouldn't think Yankee Stadium would have a sense of humor, but that's pretty good. Didn't Canseco have a rocket ship for a car? Like he had to get rocket fuel? Does that sound right?
Yes. He told us about a car he had, and he told us, because this is when he was on house arrest. We had him on our show.
We had him on a regular basis.
From prison.
Even from prison. He had one phone call and he called us and then house arrest. We have him on.
He told you about a car he had. He says, the tough part is it doesn't take normal fuel. I got to find rocket fuel for it. True story.
Damn. That's when you got too much money. What are you doing, hon? I got to go get some rocket fuel for my car.
Yeah, it's just out there in the garage.
What do you think rocket fuel would cost now, given what it costs at the pumps? On this day in 1955, Mickey Mantle hit three consecutive home runs. All three traveled at least 463 feet. Let's go around the room what we learned on this program. We learned a lot this week, I think. Paulie, I'm going to start with you. What did you learn this week?
Nick Wright has a job in the mornings.
Yes, and he's not available to join us until after 9:30 a.m. Eastern.
Including Mondays and Wednesdays are no good.
Todd, what did you learn?
Ross Tucker isn't the one who boasts about having gone to Princeton. It's others who bring it up.
But he has that look about him that
he
says,
does.
Go ahead, ask me where I went to college. Seton O'Connor.
Nick Wright is not available until after 9:30.
No, he's not. Marvin. He's not
first things first. Up until 9:30.
Thank you, Mark. What did I learn today, Todd?
That there was a cloud of anxiety over the show today with Tyler out today.
I know.
It was Meat Friday in jeopardy for all of us.
Todd has not asked how Tyler's feeling. All he wanted to know is, if Tyler's not here, who's going to be cooking for
us? Very important question.
Lou did a great job. We appreciate him coming in from the bullpen. Sun is out. The Traeger's fired up. It's barbecue season, and you can eat exactly how we eat. That's great. Traeger. Drupal.com/DP Show. Use the promo code DP Show for free shipping. Have a great weekend.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff. Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last season, on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
We did, but honestly, I was left with more questions than answers, Tony.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
And I'm Michael Costa, comedian from The Daily Show.
Join us for season 2 of Choosing Sides F1.
Our F1 102, if you will.
And get all of the answers.
All of them? Listen to Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Julian Edelman from Games with Names, and we're on a search to find the greatest games of all time with the players and coaches who lived in them. Ever wonder what a locker room feels like at a halftime of a Super Bowl? Or what about the after parties? We're going to dive deep into the most iconic games with the most iconic people. New episodes dropping weekly. Listen to Games with Names on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.